three ways that God deals with us.
Or at least the way I see it. And I want to say it to you, but I also want to show you, of course.
I want to show you what I'm talking about. But I believe there's three ways God or Jesus walks with you or deals with you. And it continues until he's going to come back. One of the ways is he's our teacher. And he says, follow me. And he says, follow me because he wants to show you something. If you follow him, he'll show you something. The second way is he calls us friends. We're his friends. And so I see that there's a picture I have, but Jack, can you? The first picture is follow me. They give behind. And so I'm the teacher, and I'm going to show you something. And so, come on, you just follow me. And so that's kind of, and the Lord shows me. He's teaching. He kicks me. He walks, and she follows. And the Lord will show you stuff. And he's a teacher. He's a guide. He'll take you through everything. Then there's where he's your friend. And he'll pull you up right beside him. And he'll be like this. And he'll share with you. Like a friend. He'll share with you things and let you know things. And then there's other times where he's a servant. Remember Jesus called the servant? He's a servant. He will serve us. And he'll serve us. And he'll do things for us. He'll put you in front of him. He should be up here. But he'll put you in front of him. And he'll serve you. So, he'll teach you. In other words, he'll say, hey, let me show you something. Then there'll be a time he'll make you a friend. And he said, let me share stuff to you. Let me talk to you. And there'll be other times he'll serve. Thank you, Jim. Does that make sense? And so, at times he's your teacher. At times he's your friend. And at times he's your servant. Do you follow? Let me give you the pictures. The illustration. Here's what I saw. I saw, and I'm going to preach to me. I'm preaching to me. I'm not preaching to you. I'm not talking about you. I don't know what y'all been through. Thank God. All right? I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know. I'm talking about me. Okay? I can preach about me. All right? And I got my own stuff. And so I'm talking to me. But God was teaching me something this past week. And he said, come here, Van, follow me. Let me show you this. And here's what he showed me. There were two menus. The devil's menu and God's menu. And then the devil's menu. The menu had on there greed. Greed is, I want what you got. That's greed. He's talking to me. And he said, Van, you've been eating from this menu. You look at people, and you'll say, I want what you got. And you'll see somebody, I want what you got. And I want what you got. They got a house like that. I want that. They got a car like that. I want that. They got a job like that. I want that. They got a gift. I want that. This is happening in their life. I want that. And he said, Van, you've been eating from this menu, from the devil's menu, which says, I want what you got. Van, he's talking to me. Okay, been walking with the Lord for 30 years. He said, Van, you are greedy. You've been eating from this menu. You look at people, you look at things, you say, I want that. I mean, you'll say it real holy, Lord, I really would like to have that. But God was just talking. He said, Van, I just want to show you. I'm a teacher. I'm showing you. I want to teach you. You've been eating from that menu. How do you get, how do you get that? Where do you get that from? Who, what, when, where, how? I want that. And the Lord was talking to me and he said, Van, I want you to change your menu.
And it was so simple. I mean, I love God. God is so simple, but he's so deep. God is so small, but he's so big. I mean, he'll just, I mean, it's simple, it's right there, but you can't, sometimes you can't even see it. And he was like, man, I want you to eat from my menu, God's menu. And in there, grateful. Grateful. I want you to eat from that menu. One of the things I noticed when I was eating from this menu called greed, I could never get full. It's like I could never, I mean, I would eat it and I'd say, oh, okay, I got a little bit of what they got. I need more. And like, if I did get what you got, it's like it didn't fill me. I mean, it's like I'm still, there's something missing. I don't know. I remember way back, and I told some of you this, when we won the national championship. We were down there in Miami and we won, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, and I'm jumping up, down, I'm hollering, I'm screaming, I'm saying, yay, yay, yay. And but I'm like, is this all? Shouldn't there be more? Maybe if I would have been the star, maybe then I would feel, and no, that's called greed. But here, gratefulness. Simple definition of gratefulness. God, I want what you want. What do you want from me? What have you given me? What do you want me to do? Who do you want me to help? What do you want me to do? When do you want me to do it? Where do you want me to be? How do you want me to be? How do you want me to do things? What do you want? And God started, Jesus was just talking to me. He said, Van, I need you to start eating from this menu. Start wanting what I want. It's real simple. I mean, y'all already know that. Y'all are like, duh, Van, you didn't know that? I just wasn't doing it. And you can tell because you're not as, I don't know about y'all, but I kind of went through this week and I wasn't as grateful as I should have been. When you're grateful, who gets the thanks? I was waking up some mornings and I wasn't saying thank you, Lord. I know y'all, I'm sorry, y'all perfect. Y'all get up every morning, thank you, Jesus. Hey, you go through, lay down, thank you, Lord, I thank you for this day. I know y'all real grateful people, I can tell, all right? But I wasn't as grateful. Father, thank you for where you have me. Because I know that where you have me, there's a perfect plan set up, and I'll be able to bless people for your glory. Thank you for what you've given me, because I know that what you gave me, you got a plan so that I can meet the needs of whoever you have set up. Thank you, Father. You have a perfect plan. It's all set out. And I thank you for where you put me, for what you gave to me, for what you're doing with me, for what I have. Thank you, Lord, because you got it going on. And I just kind of found out when I ate from this menu, man, I could, somehow you're like, wow, that's good. I'm full. I got it. I feel better. I don't know. When I eat from this one, but when I eat from this one, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like, I get full. And so God said, Jesus was teaching me. He said, Van, I need you to eat from the correct menu. This is the menu I eat from. I was grateful. Even though I was brought into a place and people basically cursed me because I was a bastard child. They didn't think much of me. But I thanked the Lord anyway. Does that make sense?
Then he said, Van.
And he says, now you're my friend. And he says, I want you to know something. And I'm right beside Jesus, and he's talking to me. He says, Van, I have an insurance policy. And in it, I got the word commitment. And up there at the top, there's a verse in the Bible that says, I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. He said, Van, I'm committed to you. And he signed it. He said, sign, Jesus. He said, I signed off on it. He said, this is what he said. He said, Van, I don't care what happens. I'm with you. I don't care how much you screw up. I don't care how much you mess up. I don't care how much you drop. How messed up you become. I'm with you. I don't care what other people think. I don't care what other people feel about you. I don't care if you do great and then you fall all the way down to the bottom and people kick you to the curb. I'm with you. He said, I signed off on it. I'm committed to you. He said, I just want you to know, I'm with you through thick and thin. Doesn't matter. You might do great. Then next thing you know, you're locked up. I know there's been a couple times, especially at school, y'all could have been coming to see me in prison. I know I was going to kill a couple of those kids. And y'all would have been, Van, Van got 30 years. Let's go visit the pastor. I mean, and I know you wouldn't have came. I know y'all. I could tell y'all. I ain't going to see Van. And Jesus would be the only one with me. Hopefully Jack would come. He might leave me too. But Jesus would say, hey, I'm with you. It does not matter. I'm with you. I don't care what goes down. He says, I'm committed. This insurance policy says, I'm committed to you no matter what. You don't have to worry about a thing. Then he said, Van, on the other side, there's a signature for you. And he said, Van, will you sign? Uh-huh. He said, will you sign the other side of it? See, I've already committed to you. I've already signed it. Will you sign off? Are you committed to me? Will you hang on to me even when you're going through stuff you don't understand? When you're confused? When you're upset, when you've been out of shape, when you're going through some pain, you're going through some hurt, you're going through some struggle, when you're catching hell, will you stick with me no matter what? When people leave you, when people just say, I don't like you anymore, when people say, I'm not into you anymore, will you still stick with me? When you're going through stuff and I take you through something you cannot understand, you cannot explain, when I take you through pain, through hurt that you do not understand, will you stick with me? Will you sign off? I sign my name. I say, yeah. Okay, Lord. You might take everything from me. You might take everything from me. You might take the one I thought who loved me from me. I'll stick with you. Where am I going to go? I signed. Last thing. I stole this from Jackie. Got my cleaning bucket. Remember, he'll put you in front and he says, I'll serve you. I'll serve you. Here's the way he serves us. He cleans our sins. Our screw-ups, our mess, he will clean us up. We're the house of God. He's the servant who comes in and cleans our house. Your bedroom's a mess. He'll clean it up. Your kitchen, a mess. Dirty dishes, all kind of sin, all kind of thoughts, all kind of act. He'll clean it up. Your living room's a mess. He'll clean it up. He'll clean your house up. Your bathroom is dirty and nasty. He will clean it up. He will clean your house, your spiritual house. He will clean. He will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He will clean your house every day. Every day. He's a servant. That's what the Lord will do for you. He said, Van, he put me, he said, Van, and you know, and he looked at me, he said, Van, I've been cleaning. You got a dirty house. And I got to clean your house every day. Sometimes I turn around and like, you done did what? And I said, and I mean, I'll see, and the Lord be scrubbing and be, and he'll be cleaning my house. And he serves me like that. That's what he does. He's a servant. I know. Y'all so clean, you don't need him to clean your house. But he cleans mine. And here's what he said to me. He said, Van, only way. He said, God. He said, the angel Michael. He said, demons. He said, the devil himself. Nobody can stop me from cleaning your house. He said, God can't stop me. The devil can't stop me. Angels can't stop me. Nobody can stop me from cleaning your house but you. You're the only person that stopped me from cleaning your house. I will stop cleaning your house depending on you. I was like, what? He said, Van, I will clean your house. I will be your servant. But you got to make sure you serve people. You got to make sure you repent. You got to make sure you're forgiving. You got to make sure you show mercy. I don't want you to condemn people. I don't want you to judge people. I don't want you to criticize people. Leave them alone. I'll take care of it. I'll deal with them. I want you to love people. If you love people, you don't condemn people, you don't judge people, you don't hold unforgiveness over people, I will clean your house every day while you're here on this earth. But if you don't, you're the only one that can stop me. And you start condemning people and judging people and cutting people down and showing no mercy, I ain't gonna clean your house. And you got to understand, if you want to go to heaven, God only takes clean houses. Just wanted to let you know that. But I'm your servant. So this week, he was just talking to me. He was just breaking it down to me. And so he just kind of preached this sermon to me. He said, Van, did you get it? I said, I got it. Did you get it? Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. You're an awesome God. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for being our teacher. Thank you for being our friend. Thank you for being a servant. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hey, y'all be blessed today. Have a great day. Yes, sir.